From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide bomb in Afghanistan kills 29 police officers. A powerful suicide blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's crime investigation department said security guards identified the suspected bombers as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Police headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. He condemned the perpetrators as enemies of Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed responsibility. UN envoy Stephane de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on their demand to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. But the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile process. Farah Atassi is a member of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition delegation.
This actually is an insult for the United Nations. It's an insult for all the efforts. The regime, what they're doing, is blowing off all these international efforts, really, to push for a serious negotiation or to push for the political transition. We can't go on like this under the bombing. To be honestly, there is no national Syrian can go and start negotiate with a regime that killing his own people, that bombing his people, that hitting 52 barrel in less than 1 hour. This is unprecedented.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, with health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. Health officials warn the Zika virus could affect as many as 4 million people. Suspected Boko Haram fighters attacked a village in Nigeria's volatile northeast over the weekend, burning huts and detonating a suicide bomb. An emergency services spokesman says around 40 people are dead. Chris Stein has more from Lagos.
The attack started late Saturday when fighters stormed Dilori, a village on the outskirts of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Northeastern coordinator for the National Emergency Management Agency, Alhaji Mohamed Kanar, says villagers fled as the fighters approached.
They scared the people and they rush outside. They run out of the village, almost all of them, and set the whole village at their place.
The villagers regrouped, thinking they were safe. That is when the suicide bomber struck.
The super bomber detonated his explosive, thereby killed so many people in there.
Kanar says about 40 people were killed in the attack. He could not say how many were wounded. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. New members of Myanmar's parliament, most dressed in traditional garb, took a joint oath of office on Monday in the capital as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than half a century. Who will become Myanmar's president? Well, the most popular choice is Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party captured 80% of the parliamentary seats in the November 8th election, but she's barred by the constitution because her husband and children are not considered citizens of Myanmar. And the U.S. presidential primary election campaign is set to formally get underway today when residents of the state of Iowa go into so-called caucuses to choose who they would like to have as the next president. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump maintains a slight lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
And then, of course, his bigger problem is Canada. He was born in Canada, and a lot of people are saying he can't even be running for the election, so we'll find out about that. To me, that's a big problem, by the way, because if you become the candidate, it's possible you can't even run, according to a lot of people.
Well, for the Democrats, the race seems to be a virtual tie between independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You can be sure to check out VOA's coverage of the Iowa caucuses on our website, voanews.com. See that on the right-hand side of the homepage. It's a widget titled 2016 USA Votes. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.